in regard to the JFK assassination, I was interested to read on the internet, on his infamous website, that this whining, shrieking, effeminate little fool named Eric Hufschmidt, who I refer to as Queen Esther, Eric has made the allegation that I have been covering up for the role of the Bronfman family in the Kennedy assassination. Well, I would contend to you that Eric would have probably never even had any idea about the role of the Bronfman family in the Kennedy assassination had it not been for my book, Final Judgment. But bear in mind, folks, Eric Hufschmidt has said on his website that Mike Piper covers up for the Bronfmans and only talks about Meyer Lansky. Well, you know, I have a whole chapter in the book on the Permandex connection, which is all about the Bronfman connection to the Kennedy assassination. And in my book, folks, I'm going to read to you precisely where I summarize it all. I have a picture of Sam Bronfman, who was the head of the Bronfman family in 1963. And this is what I say. The fingerprints of Israel's wealthy patron, Lansky syndicate figure Sam Bronfman of Canada, are found all over the JFK assassination conspiracy. Not only was Bronfman's longtime henchman, Louis Bloomfield, chairman of the Mossad-sponsored Permandex Corporation, which was involved in the assassination, but new evidence indicates that Dallas mob figure Jack Ruby was actually on the Bronfman payroll. In addition, while another Bronfman associate in Dallas, oil man Jack Crichton, functioned as a translator, that's in quotes, for Lee Harvey Oswald's widow after the JFK assassination, another Bronfman functionary, super lawyer John McCloy, served on the Warren Commission. McCloy was a director, and Crichton served as vice president of the Empire Trust, a financial combine controlled in part by the Bronfman family. Although Bronfman is best known for his Seagram's liquor empire, what many JFK researchers who point their fingers at the Texas oil barons have failed to note is that Bronfman was a Texas oil baron himself, having purchased Texas Pacific Oil in 1963. Then, as far back as 1949, Alan Dulles, later the CIA director fired by JFK, and also a Warren Commission member, served as an attorney involved in the private business ventures of Bronfman's daughter, Phyllis. And folks, that's just a cut line under three pictures in my book. There's a lot more about the Bronfman family in my book. And yet, Eric Hufschmidt just put his foot in the fish bait. Eric Hufschmidt has exposed on the internet what a foolish liar he is. Folks, do you need any more evidence? You need any more evidence in black and white that this guy can't be believed? I know a lot of you out there don't believe him, but there are some of you out there listening right now who do believe Eric. All you got to do is get a copy of my book and you can read all about the Bronfmans in black and white, in a book that's been out since 1994. And our little wormy, effeminate friend, Eric Hufschmidt, came on the scene in 2001, and now he purports to be the best that there is, and yet he even, so desperate to attack me, he can't even get his facts straight. That's in black and white, folks, in a book, in this edition of the book. I know that there are at least 5,000 copies in circulation, and there may be many, many more. I don't know, because the book has been through several printings. But the fact is the Bronfmans have been in the book from the very beginning. People around the world have read it. And yet Eric Hufschmidt is on his internet website saying that I am covering up the Bronfman role in the Kennedy assassination. Folks, we got him. We got this little liar on a very simple point, folks, but a very simple point that shows precisely what kind of an insane little liar this little girl, Queen Esther, really is. Got him, folks. We're hanging him up by his pretty little toes.